Yeah, I suppose, well, 3 years in a row in the Ulster final, you know, you know, we know each other inside out, you know, and having played in the league games, you know, as well, you know, and, you know, every day is different against Monaghan, you know, and it seems to be that whatever team reaches their potential on the day, you know, comes out with the victory. You saw in 2013, we just didn't cope with Monaghan's side of play and didn't get up to that level, you know, in 2014, we're back up to that level and we got the victory. So it's really a matter of focusing on our own performance and trying to increase that.
And I suppose the reality is kind of the shoe is on the other foot again this year, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose after us won in 2014, you know, Monaghan will feel that they've got that little bit of revenge, you know, but I suppose, as I say, both teams have tasted defeat and tasted success on Ulster final day, and nobody's going to want to taste that defeat again come Sunday. When you start off at the beginning of the year, you know, the Ulster final is the number one priority, and after the Ulster Championship finishes, you move your attention towards the All-Ireland. But, you know, an Ulster title any year, whether it's your first, second, third or fourth, you know, it's massive for any player.
Does it take the pressure off? I know you had a second chance right through, but you get to an Ulster final, you have a second chance, you're just one game away from a quarter final anyway if you lose.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, in terms of the All-Ireland series, it makes your journey through that easier, you know, quite simply. It breaks it down to three games rather than having the fourth, you know, and indeed those extra games can be all the difference, especially when you hit quarter final or semi-final stage.
But it's still the Sovereign Cross has medalled us.
That's it, you know, those things will take the advantage of getting straight to a quarter final, you know, but the main thing is we're coming back with the Anglo-Celt Cup.
Just delighted to be in another Ulster final. You know, it's a great achievement to be there, but you know, we have to push on, and you know, you can never let us sit and be glad that you're just there, you know, you have to push on and try and win it. Yeah, it's third year in a row, you know, they've won one, we've won one. Very dangerous side. They've got a lot of dangerous forwards, and you know they're going to be a stiff opposition, you know, for us. But now we're looking forward to it, and you know, it's an interesting game. Everybody's dying to see it. You know, they're one of the better teams in Ulster at the minute. You know, and they've won one, we've won one, and who's going to win the next one? So
three Ulster senior medals in the back pocket, and Ulster under 21. How do you do? Would you love to add another?
I'd love to add another cup, will I? But we'll take one at a time. And I mean, this is a big game for us now, and it'd be just another step in the right direction if we could win the next day.
When you started out at the beginning of the year, this was one of the targets, I'm sure, that you secretly had written down and hoped for.
Listen, the start of the year, I think no different than any of the other eight counties in Ulster. You want to be in Clonus on Ulster final day, so you do. Obviously, you can only take it one step at a time, and we had a very daunting road, and I think the way we approached it all year, we focused on Tyrone, that was the big focus all year. Very quickly, we had to shift then to Armagh, and then even quicker to Derry. But listen, we're delighted to be in an Ulster final. You know, it's a very privileged position for any squad or any group of players, and you know, it's about making the most of it now.
And looking at the draw on the other side, Monaghan were always most likely coming through there, weren't they?
Yeah, for sure. Listen, look, I think everybody would have expected Monaghan to come through, you know, with all due respect to Cavan, Fermanagh and Antrim. Monaghan were operating at a much higher level the last number of years, and obviously have the pedigree of winning the Ulster Championship in 2013, so it's no shock to be beating Monaghan in the Ulster final.
And where do you see their strengths?
I think you mentioned their defence. They've obviously very defensively sound over the last number of years, but I think where they've really moved on, you know, is up the field. You know, they're able to get their scores a lot more freely. Conor McManus has now come into his own as one of the top three or four forwards in the country, if not footballers. Kieran Hughes has developed massively as well. But I think Malachy's actually built a great squad as well. There's new players on the scene now. Carl O'Connell's in there, Fintan Kelly's in there. Young Ryan McInnesby, they've got their older experienced lads then coming off the bench, the Stephen Galogalies, Dick Clerkin. He's built a very formidable squad, so he has.
Yeah. And you know, every team you've played have presented you with a different type of challenge. Monaghan are going to again. We saw you abandon the sweeper role kind of against Derry the last time. I know you brought Mark McHugh on later on. Will we be back at a sweeper role again next week?
Well, we'll decide now over the next couple of weeks. You know, I think most people know what type of game it's going to be between ourselves and Monaghan. You know, I think, you know, the last two Ulster finals, the league game this year, there were almost wars of attrition. That's the way it is, you know. I think, you know, the reality is last week we felt that we needed to take the game very much to Derry, you know, so we probably weren't as defensive as we had been probably in the previous two games. But look, every day is a wee bit different.
The last time you played Monaghan was in the league in Letterkenny. It was a very defensive game. You really struggled to break them down. Have you been working on that since?
We struggled massively, and I think, you know, even since that game, you know, in the league, you know, we would have moved on. We would have probably hoped to have learned a few bits and pieces from it, you know. But I think people need to also be realised the incredibly difficult weather conditions it was that day. It was probably the worst day we played in all year, definitely the worst day in the National League. So it was, but there's no doubt, you know, we got 4 points very early in the game, and I think we only scored one goal after that, you know. So, you know, that sort of scoring rate won't be good enough to win an Ulster final.
What's it going to take to win this Ulster final?
I think it's going to take a monumental effort. I think our intensity level is going to have to be incredibly high, so it is, and I think discipline's a big part of it, you know. I think, you know, both teams, you know, are very, very accurate free takers who can do the business at both ends, and I think the most disciplined team that can play at a very high level for long periods will have a great chance. Yeah.
And obviously discipline is the key, because the fact that you know each other so well as well, and there's that little bit of, shall we say, keen rivalry developed.
Yeah, there's keen rivalry, you know, and I suppose both teams are sitting on one Ulster final win each against them, and you know, this is a lot riding in this game, so it is, and you know, that's part of it. But I think, you know, at the same time, you know, both teams are cute enough to know that there's no good in having men on the line, you know. They have to maintain their discipline, and look, it hasn't been an issue for us in the championship to date.
Does it to take the pressure off that, you know, there's a second chance anyway, even if you were to lose?
No, not at all. I don't think, no more than Monaghan, it's not something either team would contemplate. You know, from day one there's been a second chance in the championship, but it's not something that either party's be interested in at this point of time.